The following is another KXPN Sports presentation. KXPN Sports presents high school basketball.
Schonifer has it, backdoor cut, but no lane to pass it to as Johnson had a nice angle. Mostick's going to kick it out. They'll give it right side for Johnson. Johnson drives, floats, back of the iron, good. Wow, what soft touch there for Zach Johnson, who floats it up and in. He's got 19 in the game.
Tonight, it's the finals of the boys' D19 sub-district tournament in Kearney as the top-ranked Elm Creek Buffaloes battle the fifth-ranked Overton Eagles. High school basketball on ESPN Radio is brought to you by the KXPN Sports Club.
Long pass up ahead to Schaefer. He's across the timeline. We'll hand it off here for Cavoy. He gives it back to Schaefer. They'll give it off right side here for Tanner Ryan. Tanner Ryan will work, will thrive, and will score.
This is the third meeting of the year between these Fort Kearney Conference powers. With Elm Creek capturing both contests, the winner will advance to the Tuesday's district final against either Cambridge or Alma. It's the Eagles and Buffaloes coming up next, but first the New Tech Heat pregame show. We'll join ESPN Radio's Randy Bushkar live from Coach Gymnasium and Kearney Catholic right after this word from New Tech Heat.
New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 308-750-6060 or visit New Tech at yieldleader.com.
New Tech Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to Kearney Catholic, the D19 Boys Sub-District Championship game. And one of these two teams may have their season ended here tonight. Either Elm Creek or Overton, separated by 9.1 miles and also separated by two other games throughout the course of the year, where Elm Creek so far has swept the season series against Overton. Their first game was played in Elm Creek. It was a thriller, 66-63. A three-pointer at the buzzer for Overton was just a little bit off the mark. And then the conference, that was for the regular season conference title. And then in the conference tournament, the finals go to Elm Creek comfortably, 68-52. But this one really is for all the marbles. For Overton to stay alive, they probably, and I do emphasize probably, need to come away with a win. If they lose, they can still get one of those two wild cards in Class D1, but really everything will have to go their way. Whereas for Elm Creek, if they lose at 20-2, right now they're number three in the state in terms of wild card points. So more than likely, if the two teams ahead of them, Howells Dodge and North Platte St. Pat's, if they both win, both tonight and in the district final next week, more than likely Elm Creek would get in. Their path to getting to Lincoln is a little bit smoother with a loss than it would be for Overton. Overton, 20-4 on the season. Half of their losses, as we mentioned, come to Elm Creek, and they would very much like to avenge those here on a neutral court at Kearney Catholic High School. We expect a great basketball game here tonight. And again, it really could come down to, it wouldn't surprise me if either one of these two teams won. It wouldn't surprise me if either one of these two teams won by maybe even 10 or 12 points. I mean, just however well they play, how hot they get in terms of shooting the ball, I think both of these two teams not only can win, but both could win very comfortably. So in other words, it's going to be a great matchup, and we're ready for just about anything here at Kearney Catholic. So again, a couple of arch rivals, a couple of conference rivals, separated by 9 miles in two wins, and one of these two teams will advance to the district championship game. And in that district championship game, by the way, they would be a prohibitive favorite against either Cambridge or Alma. Both of those two teams are playing here tonight. So we're all set. We're getting ready to go. We're pretty excited about it. Glad you could join us for coverage of high school basketball here on ESPN 1460. We'll remind you, you're listening to the New Tech Seed pregame show, proudly brought to you by Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed. New Tech is your yield leader. Contact a New Tech Seed dealer near you for all your seed needs. Proud to support our area athletes, coaches, and teams in and out of the game, Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed. We'll take a quick break. We'll be back with the starters right after this.
This sports broadcast is made possible in part by Kappa Grain in Elm Creek. Did you know that Kappa has a way for you to save time, money, and get the best prices for your grain and have records of it? With their online offer center powered by DNT Market Space. See KappaGrains.com. Make sure you're getting what you deserve for all your hard work and dedication. Kappa takes great pride in doing what they can to make it easier, faster, and more profitable for you. Best of luck to all the area athletes from Kappa Grains.
For a home-cooked breakfast or lunch, head to Mom's Kitchen. The one in Elm Creek, of course. When Mom doesn't want to cook or she isn't there to cook, Mom's Kitchen in Elm Creek will. Mom's Kitchen is the taste of home with homemade daily breakfast and lunch specials only at Mom's Kitchen in Elm Creek. So when you're hungry and want what Mom makes, head to Mom's Kitchen in Elm Creek. It's everything you remember from home without the dishes. Best of luck to all our area athletes.
Dr. Daniel McClenahan, DDS, is your family dentist in Overton. Make an appointment for the whole family to get a checkup and cleaning. Taking good care of your smile is more than the look. It promotes overall health and good oral hygiene. Today means healthier, happier smiles tomorrow. Dr. McClenahan is very proud to support all of our area youth, in and out of the games. Dr. McClenahan is keeping your smile healthy in Overton. Best of luck, Overton Eagles.
And welcome back here to Kearney Catholic High School. Let's give you our starting lineups brought to you by Five Points Bank. And we'll begin, first of all, for Overton. Overton as the number two seed. They will be the visiting team here. They'll be in their road blue uniforms, and their starting lineup will be Creighton Ryan, a 6'3 junior who's averaging 5.5 points and nearly 5 rebounds per ball game. Hayden Cahoy, 6-foot-tall senior. He's averaging 11.4 points and 3.5 rebounds. Tanner Ryan, a 6'3 senior, is averaging 17.4 points and 5.7 rebounds a contest. Caleb Eklund, 6'3 and a junior, averaging 6.8 points, 5.5 rebounds. And rounding it out will be Joel Schaefer, a 6'1 senior, who is averaging 12.8 points and 4.8 rebounds for head coach Jay Stair. As we mentioned, they come in with a record of 20-4. Now for the Elm Creek Buffaloes, they are the number one seed, so they'll be in their home white uniforms, the blue numbers, a little bit of gold trim on there as well. And their starters will be Bailey Schonifer, a 5'11 senior who's averaging 1.8 points and about 2 rebounds per ball game. He provides a lot of great defensive assistance as well. Zach Johnson, a 6-foot-tall senior, is averaging 12.9 points and 3.5 rebounds. Nick Crowley, 6'3 and a junior, is averaging 13.4 points and 6.5 rebounds. Nick Mostick, a 6-foot-tall senior, will start tonight. He is averaging 2.9 points and 1.5 rebounds. And Jake Bartling, a 6'3 senior, is averaging 10.1 points and nearly 6 rebounds a game for head coach Tanner Cavaney. Your starting lineup was brought to you by Five Points Bank. Better choices, better service. Welcome to Five Points Bank, a very proud sponsor of all of our area teams and coaches. Five Points Bank can take your banking and make it simple. Five Points Bank in Kearney is the better bank. We'll step away for a little bit more here, and we'll be back with more of the pregame between Elm Creek and Overton. One of these two teams will advance to the district championship game at the expense of their rivals from just down the road. We'll take a quick break. We'll be back with more of the pregame right after this.
No matter where you are, even out in this cornfield, when you work with CHS, you're connected. Connected to global grain buyers and food companies. Connected to dependable energy at the pump, at home, and on the job. Connected to food ingredients tailored to your specific needs. Whether it's in energy, grains, or foods, you're connected. CHS, resources for enriching lives.
Overton Sand and Gravel is a proud supporter of this broadcast and all area high school teams in and out of the game this year. Call Overton Sand and Gravel for when you need it rocked. Overton Sand and Gravel is the only name you need to remember. They carry everything from crushed concrete to river rock, decorative rocks, and gravel for driveways. There's no job too big or small for Overton Sand and Gravel, commercial or residential, concrete, and other rock. Overton Sand and Gravel, serving Overton and surrounding areas.
And welcome back here. A reminder for you that all the games for high school boys basketball in classes C1, C2, D1, D2, and classes, both C classes, both D classes, all of the sub-district finals are being played across the state tonight at 7 o'clock local time. So some of those being played out in the Mountain Time Zone will get a later start. But virtually all of them will be played here tonight. Now, again, here's a scenario for Overton. Overton is 6th in wildcard points, and St. Mary's will be playing Clearwater Orchard, and Clearwater Orchard is about 10th in wildcard points. So that's not a gimme for St. Mary's in terms of them winning that ball game. However, if they lose and Overton loses, St. Mary's would probably stay ahead of Overton in terms of wild card points, but everybody else would be a prohibitive favorite in their games tonight. Howells Dodge is number one. St. Pat's is number two. Elm Creek, obviously, number three. Don't have to worry about them if you're Overton in terms of wild card. If you lose to them, they're not going to get the wild card. So you don't have to worry about that in terms of the wild card. If you win, that would obviously be a major boost for Overton wild card points, but they probably wouldn't need the wild card because they'd still be alive. St. Mary's is a couple of spots. O'Neill St. Mary's has that tough matchup with Clearwater Orchard, so there's certainly who the Eagles will be rooting here for tonight. Nebraska City Lords, or Lords Central Catholic as they go by now, also ahead of Overton. However, if they lose and Overton both loses, Overton will have lost to a better team, so it would actually help them in terms of wild card points. So even with a loss, they may very well pass Lord Central Catholic. It's not quite that simple, but there's a fairly good chance that they would pass it. Now, again, if you're Elm Creek, you're number three in the state in terms of wild card points. If you lose this game, you've got a great chance of getting one of those wild cards unless both Howells Dodge and St. Pat's stub their toes. And that, again, probably not going to happen here in the next couple of days where both of those would be the case. So a lot of teams from around the conference all getting ready. You'll see a lot of fans from other schools here to enjoy this matchup between the two best teams in the Fort Kearney Conference, and we'll have more of the pregame right after this.
This sports broadcast is proudly brought to you in part by Foster Family Foods in Elm Creek. Foster's is your full-service grocery store. Shop Foster's Family Foods for the finest meats, freshest produce, and every week there are great savings and specials. Fast, friendly, hometown, personal service. At Foster's Family Foods in Elm Creek, your satisfaction is always our number one goal. Foster's Family Foods, the little store that's big on you. Best of luck to all the area athletes. The officers and staff of First Tier Bank take pride in providing professional banking services with several convenient locations in Elm Creek, Kearney, and Holdridge. First Tier Bank offers a full line of banking and financial services, including checking and savings accounts, loans, investments, and insurance services. Ask about our online banking services, including mobile banking, online bill pay. First Tier Bank, Kearney, Elm Creek, and Holdridge, an equal housing lender, member FDIC.
This broadcast is made possible in part by M&J Signs. Call Mike today and find out how the professionals can brighten up your business and get the attention of your next customers. M&J Signs does a wide variety of signs, from pole signs to billboard signs and everything in between. Designs may be supplied by you, or we can help design your company logo. We'll be efficient and bring you a product you can depend on to show off your business. With just a quick phone call, we will send you in the right direction for your sign needs. M&J Signs is a proud supporter of all area athletes.
We're just about ready to get things underway here between 20 and 2 Elm Creek, 20 and 4 Overton. And I mentioned it earlier, there's a lot of folks here. There's still a few seats available. They haven't quite locked the doors just yet, but it's getting to be rather full here at Cope Coliseum, as it'll be the blue-clad Eagles being introduced right now as the visitors from Overton, and then, of course, the Buffaloes of Elm Creek being introduced here in just a few moments. And I was alluding to it earlier, I've seen some fans from Pleasanton, from Amherst. There's quite a few basketball players from Axtell here watching this game as well. So a lot of teams from around the Fort Kearney Conference out here to see how round three goes between the two top teams in the Fort Kearney Conference and see who advances into that next round, into the district final. You've been listening to the New Tech Seed pregame show, proudly brought to you by Terry and Jason Stark and New Tech Seed. New Tech is your yield leader. Contact a New Tech Seed dealer near you for all your seed needs. Proud to support our area athletes, coaches, and teams in and out of the game, Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed. And again, we've been here on Platte River Radio for all the games that these two teams have played together. This one is the third game. This one is the one, if Overton had to pick one, this is the one they probably want to win because of that loss they had in the holiday tournament to Centura. It has made their path into the state basketball tournament just that much tougher. They may very well need to take care of business themselves and not rely on the wild card, while Elm Creek certainly would have a chance at that wild card. So we're all set and ready to go. Doing the jumping here is going to be Crowley for Elm Creek. And it'll be Caleb Eklund doing the honors here for Overton, and the officials making sure everything's all set. The clock operator slash PA announcer has resumed his seat, and we're just about all set and ready to go. In fact, there is the whistle. Ball is now in the air, and the tip is going to be controlled by Elm Creek. So the Buffaloes have very first possession, and they'll get it on that left side. They get it to Mostick. Mostick gets it out here for Crowley. And again, off of a screen, they'll get it top of the circle for Mostick. Mostick lost it, stolen away. So Elm Creek with the turnover. And they'll work it up ahead. Pass. Bucket good for Tanner Ryan. So off of the turnover, Tanner Ryan is able to capitalize in transition. And Overton has an early 2-0 lead. Schonifer will give it off on that left side. Now a little penetration here by Crowley. Crowley's going to kick it out for Johnson. Johnson from the elbow. We'll get it back out here for Mostick. Mostick gives it off on that right side for Schonifer. Man-to-man right now is Overton. And dribbling to the elbow. Now back around the perimeter we go. Johnson, he'll fire a three. It's no good. And the rebound is picked up there by Tanner Ryan. And now here come the Eagles in transition up ahead. Great pass in underneath, and Creighton Ryan will score. So again, just a great pass up ahead, and they're looking to run the floor. And he lays it up and in. So 4-0 lead here for Overton to get things started. And the two Ryans, both with a bucket. Both with a contested layup in transition. And Elm Creek passing around the perimeter. Entry pass knocked away, but picking it up is going to be Crowley. Crowley's going to kick it out. Jumper here for Johnson. Johnson's shot won't fall, and Tanner Ryan will pull down the rebound. And for the first time, a half-court set here for Overton. Joel Schaefer has a cross timeline, gives it for Tanner Ryan. They've scored twice in transition. This will be their first time with the half-court offense. Schaefer will give it top of the circle here for Tanner Ryan. Ryan kicks to the elbow, out to Schaefer. Back inside for Ryan. What a great catch. His shot, though, is no good. And rebounded by Bartling. So Bartling's able to pull down the rebound after the miss. And on the bounce here is going to be Zach Johnson. Johnson on the baseline. Defense there very nicely by Tanner Ryan. Kicks it out. Crowley's going to drive. Little floater, hangs on the rim, no good. And the putback up and good for Jake Bartling. So Bartling is able to make the putback after the miss on the inside. And now we've got a block that's going to be called on Elm Creek. Kind of a secondary break. And blocking the progress is going to be Zach Johnson. That will be his first. Team's first. And our first foul against either team, for that matter. So on that far sideline, Overton will inbound it. They lead it 4-2. On the dribble is going to be Hayden Cahoy. Off of the screen, Creighton Ryan has it. Creighton Ryan gives it on the inside. Eklund's shot is going to be blocked by Bartling as Bartling comes up with the block. And now a step through. Losing the ball is going to be Ryan. And coming up with it here is going to be Elm Creek. So Elm Creek comes up with the ball after the turnover. And they'll enter it inside. Nice pass in there for Nick Crowley. And Crowley will tie it. Crowley got the pass from Schonifer. And give Schonifer an assist here, and we're tied at 4. We've played 3 minutes, and on the bounce is Joel Schaefer. Schaefer's pass on the inside, goes out of bounds. Last touch by the Eagles, so Elm Creek's defense causes another turnover. And so Elm Creek with a chance now to take their first lead of the ball game. Overton scored the first 4. Now the Buffaloes have scored the next 4. They'll skip it out to Johnson. Johnson, entry pass, has it stolen away. Tanner Ryan with the steal. And so Elm Creek turns the ball over and slowing it down. Now Cahoy will kick into the corner. Entry pass inside for Caleb Eklund, and Eklund will score. Nice no-look pass on that left side from Ryan into Eklund. As they kicked it out, looked like it'd be a three, and he was staring at the rim when he passed it inside. And Eklund got it point-blank range and was able to just lay it up and in. So they've hit 3 layups, essentially. And Crowley will work it around the perimeter. On the drive here is Schonifer. He'll kick it out for Johnson. Johnson gets it on the baseline. That's Crowley. Crowley's pass is going to be tipped, but Bartling's got it. And Bartling will look inside, lob it inside, hits the rim, and it will be pulled down by Overton. So Elm Creek, we have to give them credit for a miss there because it actually hit the rim. So it'll be rebounded out there for Ryan. Ryan nearly lost it. Great defense for Crowley. And off the screen, they'll give it top of the circle for Schaefer. Schaefer gives left side for Hayden Cahoy. They enter it at the elbow. There's Tanner Ryan. Ryan will drive, no good, and rebounded by Crowley. So Crowley pulls down the rebound, and across the timeline comes Nick Crowley. He'll give left side for Johnson. Johnson, they're kind of daring him to shoot the three. Doesn't want to shoot over the top of Cahoy. They'll give it off here for Crowley, and Crowley just turned it over. Took a little extra step with it. So 3:23 to go, quarter number one. It is now 6-4, and the officials have not yet handed the ball over to Overton. As out of the game is Schonifer, and checking in for him, I think, is Hollowell. I'm looking. No, it's going to be Austin Frazier who comes in. Drive here, off glass, no good for Hayden Cahoy, and rebounded out by Bartling. Bartling comes up the rebound, and the Buffalo's pass is going to be thrown away. Well, they were trying to go a little bit too quick, perhaps, and that'll be another Elm Creek turnover. And that'll be five turnovers now on Elm Creek compared to one that's been whistled against the Eagles. 3 minutes to go here. Quarter number one on the bounce is going to be Cahoy. Cahoy uses up his dribble. We'll give it off on that right side. Creighton Ryan on the dribble. Gives it off for Schaefer. Schaefer has a little motion. Now a little screen set by Tanner Ryan. He'll kick the ball out top of the circle here for Cahoy. Cahoy bounce pass left side for Creighton Ryan. And we're going to have a moving screen called on Overton. Hayden Cahoy going to be called for the offensive foul. And so that will be his first foul, team's first foul. That'll be a turnover on Overton as well, their second turnover of the game. 6-4, 2-point lead for Overton, but Elm Creek's got the basketball. Mostick gives it on the right side for Crowley. Off of a screen, now driving is Johnson. Johnson will kick it out here for Mostick. Mostick enters it inside for Bartling, and Bartling has it stolen away. Elm Creek with the turnover. And they'll slow it down a little bit. Now Schaefer brings in the offensive zone, trying to work against Johnson. He'll kick left wing here for Cahoy. Cahoy's pass right into the hands of Crowley. Crowley comes up with a steal, and then Crowley has the ball knocked loose. It's going to be on the ground. Picking it up is Elm Creek, and they'll get the ball out here for Frazier. Frazier will fire a three. It's no good. And rebound out to the Eagles. On the run after pulling down the rebound is going to be Cahoy. Cahoy will drive. He'll float. And there is a walk. He took an extra step. Yeah. I thought when he got started, it looked a little funny on that drive. He took an extra step. And that'll be a turnover. Hit the back of the iron, and it was rebounded by the Buffaloes anyway, so I don't know if it really matters a whole lot. In any event, Elm Creek's got the ball, and Crowley will work it around the perimeter. A little dribble here by Bartling. He'll hand it off. Now with it is Johnson. Johnson kicks here left side. For Mostick, gets it inside for Bartling. Bartling shoots, no good, and rebounded by Eklund. So Elm Creek misses another shot in the lane, but that one was well contested. Schaefer now on the drive, will lean in, and he'll rattle it in. Nice fingertip roll there by Joel Schaefer. They never really shut him off. And again, Overton equals their largest lead of the game, and that's four. With it here is Crowley. Crowley will kick it back out for Mostick. They'll skip it back around the perimeter to Johnson. Off of the screen, they now get it left side to Mostick. Now at the elbow, looking like he was going to shoot, but keeping his dribble alive is Johnson. He'll now give right side for Crowley. Crowley, working against a little pressure by Caleb Eklund, will skip it to the left side to Johnson. Back around the perimeter very quickly. Frazier will get it down low. Reverse layup, no good for Crowley, and rebounded by Logan Kaiser. So Kaiser pulls down the rebound after the Elm Creek miss. Entry pass on the inside. A shot, no good. But then Caleb Eklund picks it up, and Eklund will make the putback. So now a 6-point lead, 16 seconds to go here. Late in quarter number one, it's 10-4. Overton with that 6-point advantage. On the bounce, Zach Johnson, he'll direct traffic. 6 seconds left, pass deflected. Picking up right side is Crowley. Gives it off left side for Johnson. Johnson will fire a covered three, a little bit strong, and that will do it. Not enough time to even pull down a rebound. And the folks from Overton are on their feet because the Eagles lead it 10-4 after one quarter. We're back after this.
This broadcast is made possible in part by Rusty's Fertilizer in Elm Creek, a proud sponsor of all area athletes. Rusty's Fertilizer is the only place you need to go to get all the fertilizers you need to keep your farm growing year after year. Rusty's has been your fertilizer experts in Elm Creek for generations, and they're up to date on all the chemicals and fertilizers, so trust the experts at Rusty's Fertilizer in Elm Creek.
Do you have a passion for athletics? Are you a former high school or college athlete looking for ways to stay involved? The Nebraska School Activities Association is asking you to grab a whistle. Officials are needed in every high school activity and are essential to the future of the game. Visit NSAAhome.org for more information. Grab a whistle and contact the NSAA to get registered.
And welcome back. We're ready for the second quarter, and a good first quarter here for Overton, holding Elm Creek to only 4 points in the quarter, and it's now 10-4, and we'll try to get you some other scores from around the state as there's girls district action, there's boys sub-district action across the state. Logan Kaiser will work around the perimeter here, left side for Joel Schaefer, off of the screen to get it to Kahoy. Overton has the ball, gives it to Kaiser. Kaiser, a little ball fake. He'll fake the pass. He'll pull up for the jumper. It's no good. And the rebound into the hands of Bartling. So Bartling will pull down the rebound. And then it's stolen away. Nice steal by Schaefer. Schaefer pass up ahead. And now a foul going to be called on Elm Creek. That's a good foul by Bailey Schonifer, though. If he doesn't commit that foul, it's going to be a layup on the other end. So that's a good foul after the turnover. So Overton with the ball here. Leading it 10-4. Kaiser, top of the circle, gives right side pass by Tanner Ryan. Ball fake inside. Shot's not going to count. The foul was on the floor. The official called it off even before the ball was out of his hand. There was a little hold in underneath. A great pass inside for Joel Schaefer, though, and the foul will be on the Buffaloes. So Overton will inbound. They'll get the ball right back out. Here's a three for Schaefer. No good. And Bartling will pull down the rebound. That was a good look here for Overton. They couldn't get the shot to fall. And Bartling pulls down the rebound. By the way, he was called for that foul. And now with it is Frazier. Frazier's going to fire a three here for Elm Creek. It's no good. And the rebound goes to Tanner Ryan. So Ryan will hand it off to Joel Schaefer. And again, they're being very patient, bringing the ball up court. Entry pass inside, and as soon as I say they're being patient, they force the pass, and Overton turns the ball over. It was picked up there by Crowley. Crowley gives it now for Schonifer. Entry pass inside for Bartling. Bartling in the lane will kick it out here for Schonifer. His jumper is a little bit strong, and a foul going over the back is going to be Joel Schaefer. So Elm Creek missed the shot. But good position on the inside there. Right now, Kennesaw leading Lawrence Nelson 11-2 at the end of one quarter of play in their sub-district final. Inbounded, knocked loose, and stolen away by Overton. With the loose ball is Eklund. Check it, it's Ryan, and Ryan's going to lay it up and in. Tanner Ryan got the loose ball as it was deflected by Eklund, and he's able to make the steal and then the layup on the other end. So now the lead is 8, and taking an extra step. No, he kept the pivot foot as Crowley, and Crowley with great balance there is able to lean in. He did not get cheated with that pivot because he was leaning in a long way but did not walk with it. Pass on the right wing. Here's Kahoy. Kahoy's looking inside, and Kaiser having a great battle there with Gabe Hubbard. And Kahoy, and they're going to call Kaiser for a foul. They were engaged in some hand-to-hand combat. And Kaiser called for the foul. Alma right now is leading Cambridge 13-10. Of course, the winner of this game will take on the winner of that game. Bartling on that right side has it on the bounce. He'll give it to Schonifer, who works around the corner here for Johnson. Johnson out for Hubbard. And a three-second violation on Elm Creek. So they're called for the 3 seconds. And with 5:33 to go here, second quarter, it is still a 12-6 lead here for Overton. and they'll face a little token pressure. They're going to pick it up at half court. Cahoy has it across the timeline. He's picked up there by Schonifer. Gives it right side for Schaefer. Schaefer back out here for Creighton Ryan. Ryan gives left side for Cahoy. His entry pass is off the hands of Schonifer, and so Overton will maintain possession. Of course, Kearney Catholic and Gibbon on the other side of town at Kearney High. We'll try to get those scores for you here in a little bit. Inbounder for Creighton Ryan. Ryan's going to drive the lane. Shot no good. Bartling pulled down the rebound. And they'll kick it out left side for Hubbard. Hubbard will fire a three. It's no good. And coming up with the rebound is going to be Schaefer. So Schaefer pulls it down, and he'll slow it down with 5 minutes to go before halftime. They'll set up that half-court offense, and a little spin move here by Tanner Ryan. Ryan in the lane loses the basketball, but Kaiser's able to save it and maintain the possession. They double-team him. He's able to get it out for Schaefer. Schaefer kicks it to the free throw line, and Cahoy hits a 15-foot jumper. Nice ball movement there, and good work there by Kaiser to prevent the turnover when the ball was knocked loose. And now an 8-point lead for Overton. Neither team has called a timeout here in the basketball game. Lob pass going to be stolen away by Schaefer. Schaefer coming up with the read. He'll drive all the way in, and he runs into the defender. That'll be a charge. Bartling was there to collect the charge. And Schaefer called for the charge. And now we do have a timeout. 4:19 to go here in quarter number two. Timeout Elm Creek. Brought to you by Joe Matthews Shelter Insurance of Kearney. It's 14-6. The Buffaloes down by 8. Call the timeout. We're back after this.
Earn your double-double this basketball season with Nebraska Land National Bank. Our double step-up CD allows you to receive a higher yield for your hard-earned money. Stepping up allows you the opportunity to raise your rate during the life of your CD. Stop by our branch location at 121 West 46th Street to talk with a personal banker today. Pass, shoot, and score with Nebraska Land National Bank. Member FDIC.
Nebraska Land National Bank.
At last report, Ravenna is leading Ord 17-9. And that's at the end of one quarter of play. That was a four-point ball game. Last regular season game between those two conference rivals in the Lou Platte. Elm Creek gets a nice play defensively by Bartling, and they'll bring the basketball in the offensive zone. They kick it left side here for Johnson, who gives it off for Hubbard. Hubbard, top of the circle for Schonifer. He'll give it off right side here for Johnson. Johnson looks to that left side. Mostick has it. And again, nobody's really looking to attack the basket right now for Elm Creek. Schonifer gives left side here for Johnson. Entry pass for Bartling. Bartling outside of the lane, trying to back in. Spins, had it tied up momentarily. Puts up the bucket in the foul. And they're going to call a foul here on Tanner Ryan. And Ryan does not agree with that call at all. The bucket is up and good for Bartling. And Ryan is called for the foul. The bucket will count. And now Bartling will go to the free throw line for an and one. 14-8, 6-point ball game right now, and Bartling will bend the knees, fire the free throw, and he'll finish a 3-point play. St. Cecilia right now leading it 16-9 over Donovan Trumbull, and Gibbon with an 18-6 lead over Kearney Catholic at the end of one. Kaiser works around the perimeter, Caleb Eklund, and now we've got a hold on the inside, and that's going to be on Elm Creek, and must be called evenly because both teams have complained about foul calls throughout. That'll be the first foul whistled on Nick Crowley. And really not a ton of whistles. Only 5 fouls against Overton, who puts up a little rattle. It's up and in. Caleb Eklund on the inbounds. Caught it on the bounce and was able to rattle it in. It's going to be 5 fouls on Elm Creek, only 4 on Overton. So they've let him play, but I think they've complained about every foul that's been called. Johnson gives the top of the circle. Great drive here by Bartling, and Bartling runs into the defender, and there'll be a foul on Kaiser. And it went in. I did not see it go in. I thought it rattled out. But it went in, so Bartling will have a chance for a three-point play. Kaiser called for the foul. And that'll be a block. And the free throw up and good. So Bartling, his second three-point play. And he makes it a four-point ball game, 16-12. We've got 3 minutes to go before halftime. Left side, Tanner Ryan has it. Man-to-man is going Elm Creek right now. There's a lot of contact inside. Tanner Ryan will kick it out here for Hodson. And Hodson now will pass it off as he had his hand on the ball momentarily. Hayden Cahoy is going to drive. He'll float. It rolls around, and it's in. What nice soft touch there by Hayden Cahoy in the lane, and it's a six-point lead again for Overton. 18-12. And with the ball is going to be Crowley. Crowley gives left side for Johnson. Johnson off a screen gives it to Frazier. Back around the perimeter, right side, Crowley on that baseline is shut off by Eklund, and he'll use up his dribble. 5 second count going on. They'll get it out here for Austin Frazier, who kicks left side for Bartling. Bartling, long three, is no good. And the rebound is taken out of there by Creighton Ryan. On the bounce here is Hayden Cahoy. He'll hand it off for Tanner Ryan. Gives it off here left side. And it has been a battle between these two schools. We'll call it the battle of 18-12. That's our score right now. And now we've got a foul. Caleb Eklund, nice little ball fake, got the defender in the air. And as he was landing, he went up to shoot and was hit on the arm. And so Eklund is going to go line and shoot two, and Bartling has called for his second foul. So two fouls now on Bartling, and a couple of free throws coming up here for Caleb Eklund. The first one is no good. I believe these are the first free throw attempts they are for Overton in the game, and the second one is up and good. Hit the front of the rim and rolled around. So now Eklund has 7 points in the game. On the right wing, Zach Johnson lobs it inside for Bartling. Great catch for Bartling, and he'll put it up. And in. Nice job. They lobbed it inside. The pass came from Crowley to Bartling. There wasn't any help on the backside, and Bartling, great catch and shot. Hayden Cahoy takes it all the way to the baseline. They double-team him there. Bounce pass off the hands of Caleb Eklund, and then a foul trying to come up with a loose ball on Justin Hodson. So Overton will turn the ball over, and Hodson will commit the foul. That'll be his first. Now 7 fouls as a team. So at the free throw line for the front end of 1-1 is going to be Austin Frazier. And Frazier on the season is about a 46% free throw shooter. Has not been there a whole lot, just 6 of 13 on the year. Austin Stolpe checking into the ball game here. And so Frazier's free throw, the front end, is up and good. That'll earn him the bonus. 19-15, minute 28 to go. Second free throw is up and good. He makes both free throws. And Elm Creek 4-for-4 from the line. In the offensive zone here, Hayden Cahoy. Cahoy working against some pressure here by Johnson with a minute 18 to go. Tanner Ryan gives it to Creighton Ryan off of the screen. Creighton gives it left side. There's Caleb Eklund. He'll drive on that baseline. Shot's no good, but he's fouled. And so he's going to shoot a couple. And that will be on Austin Stolpe. So two free throws coming up here for Eklund, and the first one is no good. And Eklund will walk away from the free throw line a little bit in disgust. He is a 63% free throw shooter. And he's got another one coming up here, and that one will fall. So he goes 1 out of 2 from the free throw line, and it's now 20-16. And with it is number 20, Zach Johnson. He'll give it right side for Frazier. Frazier shut off on the baseline there by Justin Hodson, so they'll work it back around the perimeter, and they'll kick it back on that right wing here for Crowley. Crowley stops to the elbow. Now we'll hand off for Zach Johnson. They get it behind the arc on the right side for Mostick. Off of the screen, pass is going to be stolen away. Nice defensive play by Creighton Ryan. Ryan does not have numbers, but he'll lay it up and in. Creighton Ryan just outran everybody. Made the steal and then made a tough layup on the left side for a right-handed player. So with the ball, driving is Crowley. Crowley, tough flip, no good. Loose ball, going to be picked up. Nice rebound there by Caleb Eklund. So up by six, 20 seconds to go. With the basketball is Overton. Off of a screen, dribbling is going to be Hayden Cahoy. Cahoy lost it. Now he'll get it top of the circle here for Tanner Ryan. Ryan with 10 seconds left. Ryan will drive, and he'll head to the line. He was fouled. Reaching in for the ball was Austin Frazier. I think they'll give him the foul. Yes, they will. And that will be his first. 7.3 to go. And to the free throw line, shooting a couple here, is going to be Tanner Ryan. Ryan's free throw is short. Ryan, a 73% free throw shooter. But he misses the first of two here. And Bartling will check back into the ball game. Coming out here is going to be Stolp. 7.3 to go. 22-16. Second free throw is up and good for Ryan. And he'll come out of the ball game. Checking in for him is going to be J.D. Callahan. So Elm Creek will have to pull the trigger on something quick here. 7.3, bounce pass in for Johnson. Johnson working against Hayden Cahoy, brings it in the offensive zone. 4 seconds left. Johnson lost the ball, gives it off left side. Crowley's going to fire a three a little bit strong, and that will do it for the first half. And Overton has a 7-point lead as we head to the locker room. It's 23-16. We'll take a quick break. We'll be back with the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report right after this.
Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, getting you back in the game of life. With two locations in Kearney, the Ortho Clinic at the Kearney Clinic and the Rehab Clinic at the ENT Building. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, excellence in rehabilitation. A very proud supporter of the area athletes in and out of the game. Locations serving Kearney, Lexington, Minden, Ravenna, and Wood River. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center.
At Shelter Insurance, we could tell you that we insure thousands of homeowners, but what we couldn't tell you was their favorite room in the house. So we asked, is it your TV room with the 50-inch screen and the 50-yard line seats? Or is it the kitchen where all those terrific meals and conversations heat up? Or is it the deck where all those spectacular sunsets show up every night just like clockwork? The answer is all of the above.
Whether you're insuring your first home or your dream retirement home, call Agent Joe Methy.
At Thunderhead Brewing, we're known for, well, our brewing. Now, if we put that much thought into what we put in your glass, just think of the care we take in what we put on your plate. Relaxed family dining with delicious appetizers, pizzas, and calzones all made in a wood stone brick oven. Before the game, after the game, weekends, weekdays, lunch, or dinner, Thunderhead offers great casual dining with a unique menu in a family-friendly environment. See what we've got brewing. Cooking. Thunderhead Brewing, just east of Central Avenue on 21st Street, Kearney.
And welcome back here. It's been a well-played basketball game and just a lot of action. These two teams going after each other. There's been a lot of contact, but they have let them play, and it's allowed for a pretty good flow to the game. And, both teams kind of wanting a few more calls than what they get, of course. But, again, I think it's been a pretty well-officiated ball game as these two teams are really kind of going after each other. And that's exactly what you would expect. Between two teams separated by 9 miles, without a doubt, the two best teams in the Fort Kearney Conference throughout the course of the season. And it certainly is showing up here tonight as we're at halftime, 23-16, Overton with a 7-point lead over Elm Creek. And again, if Overton wins, they may very well need to win to get into the state basketball tournament. If Elm Creek cannot come back and win this one, they're number three in wildcard points, so they still would have a pretty good shot of making it into Lincoln, but they would no longer control their own destiny. This is the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. Don't let trash take up all your time. At Ravenna Sanitation, we take trash seriously. From your home, the farm, and your business, we remove it. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County. And we'll get you updated on a few other scores. At halftime, Kennesaw is leading Lawrence Nelson 18-12 at the end of the first half. And elsewhere, it is St. Cecilia with a 16-9 lead at the end of one quarter of play as they lead Donovan Trumbull on our sister station, The Breeze, 94.5. And at last report, they were not at halftime over on Classic Hits 98.9, but a good start to the game for Gibbon. They were leading it 18-6 over Kearney Catholic again. That was at the end of the first quarter. And also at last report, we did have the score for the D110, which the winner of this game will take on either Cambridge or Alma. And at last report, we had Alma with a 13-10 lead over Cambridge at the end of one quarter of play. And we'll try to see if we can get the score of the Kearney High girls game here in just a little bit as well, as we'll take a look at that. But this is the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. We're going to step away for a few minutes, try to update a few more scores for you, and we'll be back with the team numbers for the Eagles and the Buffaloes when we come back here to Cope Coliseum. We'll be back right after this.
I have always said that I'm a Nebraska Farm Bureau member because it gives me, as a farmer, a voice in the legislature and in Washington, D.C. But did you know what your Buffalo County Farm Bureau does for you in your own backyard? By giving scholarships to local kids, supporting the Buffalo County Fair and 4-H programs, or tackling zoning concerns and other local issues. Farm Bureau starts right here. That's why I'm a proud Farm Bureau member.
Call Buffalo County Farm Bureau and rediscover your grassroots power.
Right now at Crossroads Ford in Kearney, they're dealing new cars, used cars, new pickups and used pickups, even SUVs and crossovers. Big discounts on both new and used. Stop by and drive through the lot. Many unadvertised specials marked right on the windshields. They want trade-ins and have on-the-spot appraisals. They'll tell you right up front what it will take to trade, plain, simple, and easy. For a great experience and service after the sale, stop and see Crossroads Ford in Kearney.
Today, more and more people are insuring their homes with us through Auto Owners Insurance. I'm Dave Challey at Barney Insurance. We'll provide low-cost, quality protection, claim service second to none, and if you insure both your home and car through Auto Owners Insurance, you'll qualify for additional premium discounts. Stop by or give us a call at 237-2222. We're Barney Insurance.
Time is the true test of endurance. Barney Insurance.
Well, a couple of halftime scores for you here, of course. The one that both Overton and Elm Creek most interested in. Overton leads it at intermission 23-16. Also at halftime, Cambridge is leading Alma 24-18. So the winner of this game will be taking on the winner of that game. And right now the Trojans lead the Alma Cardinals 24-18. They also are at halftime. In girls basketball, Kearney High on the road at Bellevue East. And right now Bellevue East at the end of one quarter is up 16-14. And also Grand Island Central Catholic leads Adams Central 37-19 at halftime at the C19 sub-district finals. And let's take a look at the numbers here between the Buffaloes and the Eagles. Unofficially shooting the ball, Elm Creek struggling just a little bit. They are 6 of 20, so they're shooting about 30%, which isn't all bad. But Overton is unofficially 10 of 17, so they're shooting over 50%. From the free throw line, though, Elm Creek a perfect 4 for 4. Overton is 3 of 6. The rebounding edge belongs to Overton, 11 to 7 unofficially. And I've got Elm Creek with 10 turnovers compared to 8 for Overton. So, again, statistics just favoring Overton just enough here. And Elm Creek does trail at intermission by a score of 23-16. Let's check the numbers here for Elm Creek individually. Jake Bartling is leading the way. He's got 10 points at intermission. Nick Crowley with 4. Austin Frazier with 2. And so there's your 16 points here for the Buffaloes, who trail it 23-16 at intermission. Now for Overton here in the first half, they're being led by 10 points by Caleb Eklund unofficially. He's got 10 in the game. Tanner Ryan with 5, Hayden Cahoy with 4, Creighton Ryan with 2, and Joel Schaefer with 2. Again, unofficially, they are 10 of 17 from the field, so they're shooting about 59% from the field, and they have only tried one three-pointer. According to my records, they are 0 for 1, but much of the damage they've been able to do has been in transition, as they are leading here at halftime, 23-16. Elsewhere, St. Cecilia right now with a 23-18 lead over Donovan Trumbull. That game is at halftime, and again, that's on our sister station, The Breeze, 94.5. Once again, 23-16, a 7-point lead at intermission for Overton. And again, Overton has lost the only two times these two teams have gotten together. They decided the regular season conference championship right before the tournament. And then obviously they met in the Fort Kearney Conference Finals as well. One game was pretty close. It was a three-point ball game, but the other one, a 12-point lead for a 12-point win for Elm Creek. And right now Overton, though, is turning the tables. They lead it 23-16 at intermission. We'll be back with the third quarter right after this.
Overton Sand and Gravel is a proud supporter of this broadcast and all area high school teams in and out of the game this year. Call Overton Sand and Gravel for when you need it rocked. Overton Sand and Gravel is the only name you need to remember. They carry everything from crushed concrete to river rock, decorative rocks, and gravel for driveways. There's no job too big or small for Overton Sand and Gravel, commercial or residential, concrete, and other rock. Overton Sand and Gravel, serving Overton and surrounding areas.
Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, getting you back in the game of life. With two locations in Kearney, the Ortho Clinic at the Kearney Clinic and the Rehab Clinic at the ENT Building. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, excellence in rehabilitation. A very proud supporter of the area athletes in and out of the game. Locations serving Kearney, Lexington, Minden, Ravenna, and Wood River. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center.
No matter where you are, even out in this cornfield, when you work with CHS, you're connected. Connected to global grain buyers and food companies. Connected to dependable energy at the pump, at home, and on the job. Connected to food ingredients tailored to your specific needs. Whether it's in energy, grains, or foods, you're connected. CHS, resources for enriching lives.
And welcome back here, and the folks from Overton, right, we're on the Overton side, and they certainly on their feet extolling their team because they lead it at intermission 23-16. This has been the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. Elm Creek does have the basketball to start, and the pass on the inside is going to be intercepted, taken out of there by Tanner Ryan. So Elm Creek turns the ball over, and Overton will bring in the offensive zone. Update for you, it's 28-14, Gibbon up by 14 over Kearney Catholic. On the baseline, Creighton Ryan lost the ball, but it was knocked out of his hands there by either Johnson or Mostick. It doesn't matter which one knocked it out. It was clearly off one of the Buffaloes. So Overton will inbound underneath their own basket. And Schaefer, with the five-second count going on, is able to lob it up here for Cahoy. And we've got a foul away from the ball. And I think it's going to be on the ball. Separating a little bit was Joel Schaefer, and Schaefer's going to be called for an offensive foul. Creating a little space with a push. So that'll be a turnover on the Eagles. So Elm Creek gets the ball back, trailing it 23-16. Their second possession of the second half. Crowley on the baseline is going to kick it out for Mostick. Mostick will help work it around the perimeter. There's Schonifer with it. Schonifer's pass knocked away. Coming up with a steal is Tanner Ryan. And then Elm Creek was able to step up and make the steal. So we swap turnovers here. And they'll work it back around. Schonifer has the basketball. Kicked in the right corner. Mostick looking in. Skips it over here for Johnson. Johnson's going to try a three. It's no good. And the long rebound tipped into the hands of Crowley. Crowley has it. He's going to kick it back out here for Johnson. Johnson this time will stroke in the three. So after the miss, they're able to stroke in the three, and it's a four-point ball game. 23-19. Schaefer will give right side here for Cahoy. Cahoy passing the lane. It's off the mark. Overton's just turned the ball over, and they'll slow it down, will the Buffaloes. Here's Johnson across the timeline. Giving it right side for Schonifer. Schonifer's pass deflected, but Creighton Ryan couldn't finish the steal, and with the dribble is going to be Zach Johnson. Johnson works around the perimeter. There's Schonifer giving it back to Johnson, and we've got a foul away from the ball, and that will be on Overton. And that'll be on Tanner Ryan. And that'll be his second. Second as a team here in the second half as well. Schonifer Gives it right side to Johnson. Johnson will look inside. Backing in, spinning is Crowley. Crowley had it stolen away. Nothing but blue jerseys. Here's Tanner Ryan, who lays it up and in. Nearly a dunk. Nearly a dunk. He wanted to make sure that he didn't miss that, though. He probably could have, and in a 15-point ball game, probably would have. But he just lays it up and in, and we're going to have a hold on the inside, and Coach Stair cannot agree with the call, cannot believe the call. Caleb Eklund is going to be called for a foul here. And that'll be the third foul against Overton here in the first 2.5 minutes. On the drive is going to be Zach Johnson. Johnson will take it all the way out to the elbow, and now will give it right side for Jake Bartling. Bartling will hand the ball off here for Crowley and set a little screen for him. Crowley's got it. Kahoy, though, stand right with him. And they'll get it off here for Crowley on the inside, stolen away. Schaefer comes up with it, and then we're going to have a block that's called on Schonifer. So after Elm Creek turns the ball over, there'll be a little foul here on Bailey Schonifer. 25-19. Kearney Catholic 1 of 13 from three-point range as they trail 28-14 to Gibbon at halftime. Caleb Eklund gives it on the baseline. A little elevation here by Kahoy. Kahoy shot no good. Offensive rebound off glass. Creighton Ryan will score. Creighton Ryan, nice little put back in there underneath and was kind of underneath the glass and had to bank it off the side. Lob pass in for Bartling. Bartling double-teamed, and he'll muscle it up and in. Nice hands there for Jake Bartling as they lobbed it inside to him. And a good pass there from Crowley. Nobody shut off Schaefer. Schaefer's going to drive. Missed it. Laid up by Caleb Eklund on the putback. So Caleb Eklund makes the putback in underneath, and it's an 8-point lead once again for Overton. Here's a three for Johnson. It's no good. Rebound ripped out of there by Creighton Ryan. And a long pass up ahead. There's Kahoy. Kahoy off the iron. No good. Keeping the ball alive is going to be Eklund. Tracked down. Tipped down here for Creighton Ryan. Right side Schaefer. Dual hit three. Joel Schaefer strokes in the three-pointer. And we've got a timeout for Elm Creek. An 11-point lead for the Eagles. 32-21. Timed out. Brought to you by Joe Murphy Shelter Insurance of Kearney. We're back after this.
What you want is a quick connection to the World Wide Web, not get tangled up in it. And that's why you want Prairie iNet. Fast, wireless internet all across central Nebraska. Rural areas and cities alike for as little as $29.95 a month. You don't get tangled up in a bundle either. Plus, customer service handled live and local. Cut the cable. Cut the cord. Call Prairie iNet at 800-527-2404. 800-527-2404. Or log on to PrairieiNet.com. High-speed internet for the rest of us.
And welcome back here as it's now 32-21. There's 3:57 on the clock here in the third quarter. And after Elm Creek had a couple of buckets to cut into the halftime lead, now Overton has put together a nice little run as they've got seven. They've scored the last 9 points here, a 9-0 run, and they lead it now 7-0 run, and they lead it now 32-21. With the dribble on the right side is Crowley. Crowley gives it back around the perimeter. There's Mostick. Mostick hands off here for Johnson. Johnson looking at the defense put on by Kahoy. We'll work it around the perimeter. They give it off for Crowley. Crowley's going to drive. Has a shot blocked, and Caleb Eklund is going to be called for the foul. Well, 99 times out of 10, if you bring that arm down for a block, you're going to get called for a foul, and that's exactly what happened there to Caleb Eklund. Eklund had great position with the body, but he came down on the arm, so he's going to be whistled for his third foul of the game. And the free throw is up and no good. First missed free throw here for Elm Creek in the ball game, and Crowley remains with 4 points in the game. He misses the first of two, and Eklund will come out of the game with those three fouls. Crowley's 76% free throw shooter is Nick Crowley, and his free throw here is good. So he makes one out of two, and as a team, they're shooting about 76%. Across the timeline is Joel Schaefer. He's used up his dribble, and he'll snap it over to Tanner Ryan. Cross court, Ryan working against Nick Crowley, and Crowley knocked the ball loose. Crowley is able to come up with the steal as Overton turns the ball over. They'll get it off left side here for Johnson. Johnson kicks in the corner. Frazier for three. No good. Bartling up high for the rebound. Gets it inside for Schoenefer, and Schoenefer is going to be fouled. Well, they missed the three, but I'll tell you what, there was a lot of hard work in underneath here as Schoenefer got the offensive rebound, and now he'll go to the free throw line after the foul is called on Creighton Ryan. And the free throw is no good for Schoenefer. So he misses the first of two free throws, and Schoenefer, a 64% free throw shooter, will fire this one up. It's back the iron and no good as well. And coming down with the rebound is going to be Tanner Ryan. So Tanner Ryan will give it to Joel Schaefer. Schaefer's picked up defensively by Zach Johnson. And they'll give it off here right side for Logan Kaiser, who came in during the free throws. Kaiser's used up his dribble. 5 second count's going on. And he'll hand it off here for Hayden Cahoy just in time. Cahoy with the dribble, working against some pressure by Schoenefer. We'll get it back out here for Schaefer. 32-22, 10-point lead for the Eagles. And they've got the basketball. They give it left side for Creighton Ryan. He's looking inside. Bartling is screened off, and we're going to have a foul that's called on Elm Creek. With the reach is going to be Bailey Schoenefer. Schoenefer made the steal, but they're going to call a foul on the body before he came up with the basketball, and that'll be the third foul on him. So bounce pass to Cahoy on the inbounds. Cahoy getting some information from the bench, which is right in front of him. And away from the ball, we've got a hold. That'll be on Elm Creek. And that one will be on the Buffaloes' Austin Frazier. And for Frazier, that'll be his second. Inbounded and picked up here by Hayden Cahoy near midcourt. He's going to drive all the way in, lays it up, no good. Offensive rebound, Creighton Ryan, and Creighton Ryan will score. So Creighton Ryan with the offensive rebound, and it's a 12-point lead here for Overton, 34-22. Driving, shot off glass for Crowley, offensive rebound Bartling, and Bartling will score. Crowley missed the two, nearly was going to be called for a charge, but Bartling was able to pull down the rebound. Now the entry pass can be knocked loose by Gabe Hubbard, but into the hands of Kaiser, and Kaiser goes hard to the rack, and he's fouled. And that will be on Jake Bartling. That will be his third. So foul's a little bit of a factor here for Elm Creek. Schoenefer has three, and now Bartling has three. Kaiser's free throw is no good. And Kaiser will have one more free throw coming up here. It is on the way. And it's rolling around and good. He used the whole rim on that one. So he goes one out of two. And it's now 35-24. Pass on the left side, Frazier. Frazier's going to kick it back around the perimeter. They give it for Johnson. Johnson's picked up man-to-man there by Cahoy. And they'll work back around the perimeter. They give it to Johnson. Johnson on the right side for Hubbard. And a push on the inside as they entered it inside for Bartling. And Bartling is pushed. So he's the one that's fouled. And that will be on Tanner Ryan. And for Ryan, that's going to be his third. Entry pass going to be stolen away. Creighton Ryan is able to come up with a steal, another Elm Creek turnover. And here come the Eagles. An extra step, or is that going to be a push? Going to be a moving screen called on Logan Kaiser. And for Logan Kaiser, that is going to be his third. So Kaiser will come out. And Justin Hansen checks in here with a minute 17. Seven fouls now have been whistled on Overton here in the second half. Four against the Elm Creek Buffaloes. They trail it 35-24. Driving off glass, no good. Johnson, but Johnson will head to the line as there was a foul on the drive. And I think that's on Caleb Eklund. Nope, they gave it to 35, not 33. They were both there. And for Hodson, that will be his second. And the free throw is up and good. So Johnson strokes in the free throw to make it a 10-point ball game. 35-25, minute six to go. Johnson, an 84% free throw shooter, makes both free throws. And Hayden Cahoy, facing a little bit of pressure, will bounce it here for Schaefer. And we got a timeout. 30-second timeout being called by Overton. They lead it 35-26, minute five to go in the third quarter. This timeout brought to you by Joe Methy Shelter Insurance of Kearney. We're back right after this.
Now's the time to buy at Killian Motors in Kearney. The President's Day sale is going on through the month of February. Stop in and see what great deal you can qualify for. Maybe loyalty cash, customer cash, bonus cash, or 0% interest. With the President's Day sale going on now at Killian's, you can save bigger than you imagine. Plus, don't forget, we have a great selection of late model trade-ins to choose from. Stop and see why we are the place where people come back time after time since 1979. 8th and Central Kearney.
Updating a couple of scores for you in Class D1. Clearwater Orchard is leading St. Mary's by two at halftime, and the Kearney High girls with a 34-26 lead at halftime over Bellevue East. Again, that is at halftime. On the inbounds, quickly up ahead is Hayden Cahoy. They've got numbers. Cahoy's going to drive, takes it off glass, and scores. Probably the right decision by Bartling not to contest that and pick up his fourth foul. Frazier has it stolen away. Coming up with it is Schaefer. Schaefer is fouled. Creighton Ryan, rather, is the one fouled on the way to the basket. I don't know if they're going to say he was shooting or not. It's on the ground. Yeah, they're pointing to the ground as we're going to have a block called after the steal. So Elm Creek has turned the ball over a couple of times here after the timeout. And the foul is going to be on Frazier. And for Frazier, that's a good foul. You know, that is his third, but it would have been an easy bucket had he not committed the foul. Inbounded here for Creighton Ryan. And Creighton Ryan will give it off here on the right side for Hodson. And being more of a role player, Frazier, that wouldn't be as painful of a foul. Backdoor cut underneath is Hodson. Hodson is going to be fouled by Mostick and will go to the line. They cleared things out in the lane. They passed it to the wing, dumped it in on that backdoor cut right away. A pretty play, and now Justin Hodson is going to go to the line and shoot a couple. And right now, the offense working to perfection for the Eagles because they hit the first of two free throws. And Hodson, a 75% free throw shooter, makes the first and also makes the second. Overton now 6 of 10 from the free throw line. Elm Creek is 7 of 10. Stepping up top of the key is Johnson. He'll give it right side for Crowley. Crowley's going to skip it left side for Johnson. 23 seconds to go here late in the third quarter. Right side, a little ball fake by Crowley. He'll give it top of the circle for Johnson. 16 seconds. Mostick's got it. Gives it on the right wing for Crowley. Crowley will give it to a little spin move. No good. Offensive rebound by Bartling, and Bartling will score. So Bartling will reel it in, and now here comes Kaiser. It's Hayden Cahoy. Cahoy drives all the way in. And I think we've got a foul or not. They call the walk. So that'll be a turnover on Overton with pressure being put on. But Overton will head to the fourth quarter, leading at 39-28. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be back with the fourth quarter right after this timeout.
Athletes come in all shapes and sizes, and Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting them all back in their game. From swinging a hammer to swinging a golf club, whether tackling daily tasks or tackling the running back, see Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine Clinic. If you're suffering from any injury that's putting you on the sidelines, make an appointment today and take comfort in our care. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
Congratulations, you've won $1 million from Publishers Quick.
Move out of the way. Is that a Valentino's delivery truck going down the street? I didn't know they delivered. Hey, guys, Valentino's delivers.
It's the next best thing to enjoying Valentino's famous Grand Italian Buffet. Now delivery of pizza, pasta, and salads. Just a call away, 308-233-3888. That's 233-3888. Better than $1 million? Depends on how hungry you are.
Hey, didn't you hear me?
Valentino's at Kearney now delivers.
An 11-point lead for Overton as we start the fourth quarter, and the Eagles have the basketball. They bring in the offensive zone, and Caleb Eklund gives the top of the circle for Tanner Ryan. Entry pass caught down there by Hayden Cahoy. Baseline jumper good for Cahoy. Aiden Cahoy with a covered baseline jumper. He's got 8 in the game. And it's now 41-28. Top of the circle, Schonifer kicks it left side. Three-pointer in and out, no good for Johnson. Johnson's three is going to be tipped out. Now they kick it out on that left side, and the three is good for Austin Frazier. They're able to keep it alive, and now Frazier will stroke in a big three-pointer. On the baseline, shot no good by Tanner Ryan. Offensive rebound going to be short inside there for Caleb Eklund. So a couple of misses for Overton, and here come the Buffaloes in transition. Three-pointer right wing, no good for Schonifer. Schonifer's three is no good, and rebounded by Creighton Ryan. And Ryan will give the ball off for Joel Schaefer, and he'll slowly bring it in the offensive zone. Trying to trap there is Johnson. Johnson can't trap it as Schaefer keeps it alive, gives it out for Cahoy. Cahoy, floater in the lane, good. Hayden Cahoy, a little floater in the lane, found himself open, and the lead is back out to a dozen. He's got 10 in the game, 43-31. And a walk inside being called on Elm Creek. Extra step for Jake Bartling as he was double-teamed, trying to come up with the ball, and there'll be a turnover here on the Buffaloes. So Elm Creek will go full court pressure. Inbounding is going to be Schaefer. He'll lob it up ahead for Tanner Ryan. Ryan, as he gets across midcourt, going to be double-teamed, and a block is going to be called on Zach Johnson. And for Zach Johnson, that will be, I believe, his second foul. Now 7 as a team against Elm Creek. So Tanner Ryan will go to the free throw line for the front end of a 1-1. And Ryan, a 73% free throw shooter, makes this one to earn the second. 44-31, 6:33 to go here, fourth quarter. In for the Buffaloes, Gabe Hubbard. And getting a little breather here is going to be Bailey Schonifer. Second free throw for Tanner Ryan. Ryan's free throw is short and rebounded by Bartling. So Bartling is able to pull down the rebound, and Hubbard has it, kicks it back out here for Crowley. Crowley's going to drive, flip, no good. Foul's going to be called on Caleb Eklund. And for Eklund, that's going to be foul number 4. He's got 12 points in the ballgame and now 4 fouls. So Crowley will step to the stripe, will have 2 shots. And as we mentioned, a 76% free throw shooter, 41 of 56 on the season. And the free throw here is good. So Elm Creek now 8 of 11 from the free throw line. Schonifer and Mostick checking back in here for Elm Creek. And I didn't see who came in. It was Logan Kaiser who came in here for the Eagles. So one more free throw here for Nick Crowley. And this one back in the iron, but nice shooter's touch. It goes high in the air and back through the cylinder. 44-33. Ball handed off here on the inbounds to Cahoy. Cahoy loses it. So Elm Creek forces the turnover. And now getting the ball right back is going to be Creighton Ryan. Ryan gives it up ahead to Schaefer. Schaefer will lay it up and in. So Elm Creek turns it over, and Schaefer will make him pay with the reverse layup in underneath. Ball knocked loose. Cahoy comes up with a steal. Hands it off to Ryan. Ryan intentionally fouled. Yeah, they're going to give it an intentional foul here on Jake Bartling. The free throw, they'll shoot 2 free throws. The shot was no good. And that's a good call by the officials, as Bartling did not really play the ball. He's committed his 4th foul after the turnover on Elm Creek. And so a couple of free throws coming up for Tanner Ryan. And then they'll hand the basketball to the folks in the dark blue jerseys. Overton right now in command. They lead it by 13 with just a shade under 6 minutes to go. The free throw here is no good. And frustrated with it is Tanner Ryan. Ryan steps out of that, has a look on his face like he drank some sour milk. A 73% free throw shooter. He bends the knees, fires the free throw. It is up and good. So he makes the second. And so after getting 1 of 2 free throws, Overton will now get the basketball. To toss it in is going to be Joel Schaefer. And Schaefer, 5-second count going on. is able to get it in the corner for Tanner Ryan. Ryan, a little spin, loses the ball. It goes out of bounds. They're going to call a block. He was spinning in there. He was hit with the body, and the ball came out of his hands because of the contact. And Tanner Cavney thought that maybe he carried the ball on that little pivot move. Now, on that, he might have a case. In any event, Ryan will go to the free throw line for the front end of a 1-1. As the foul was whistled on Johnson, his third, and the free throw is up and good. 5:55 to go here in the fourth quarter. 48-33. Second free throw. Rolls around and no good. Bartling is able to pull down the rebound. In the corner. Quick three here by Mostek. It's no good. Rebound taken out by Schaefer. Schaefer gets it up ahead here for Creighton Ryan. Gives it up on the right side. Tanner Ryan will lay it up and in. 17-point lead for Overton. 50-33. Driving here is Johnson. Johnson with a little body check. And that's going to be called on Hayden Cahoy. You got to love the energy of a sub-district final against one of your top rivals because nobody's ever happy with any call. To the line to shoot two after the foul is going to be Zach Johnson. Johnson's free throw, back the iron, no good. But it's 10 fouls. Both teams right now are going to be in the double bonus from this point on. First one's no good. And for Cahoy, that was his second. So both teams now in the double bonus for the final 5:29. Second free throw is up and good. So Johnson's able to make it. He's got six in the game. And Tanner Ryan has it. Ball was knocked loose, but Joel Schaefer picks it up. Schaefer's going to kick into the corner. And now Creighton Ryan will help work it around. Driving here is Hayden Cahoy. Cahoy loses the basketball. Overton turns it over into the hands of Zach Johnson. Johnson dribbles. Pass, knock loose, outlet pass, up ahead for Tanner Ryan, and Ryan with the dunk. And he'll hang on the rim just for a little emphasis. 18-point lead. Johnson kicks out, three-pointer, no good. Rebounded by the Eagles. On the run is Schaefer. Schaefer gets it up ahead here for Kaiser. Kaiser finds a cutter. The layup is no good because of a walk on Overton. Nice pass back out, but having a little trouble coming up with the ball were the Eagles as they got the pass out there. And so with 4:49 to go, Elm Creek will get the ball back, but they're down by 18, 54-34. It's going to be 52-34. Right side, Johnson's going to fire a three. It's no good. And the rebound again going to be taken out of there by Tanner Ryan. So Ryan pulls down the rebound. We'll give the ball off here for Joel Schaefer. He'll give it off on that right side to Ryan. Ryan's going to drive on the baseline, loses the ball. It was knocked out of his hands. And he's pointing to his left shoulder, and Tanner Ryan's going to come out. He is not moving his left shoulder. He's got a natural swing we all do when we walk, and he is holding that left arm still, and we'll see whether or not he's going to go into the locker room and get checked out. Inbounded here for Hayden Cahoy. And Cahoy's shot is off the mark. And coming out with the rebound is going to be Elm Creek. So top of the circle, Crowley. Crowley thought about a step-back three. He'll give it to Bartling. Bartling gives it off here left side for Crowley. Into the corner, there's Frazier. Frazier's three is no good. And the rebound taken out again by Joel Schaefer. And Schaefer will bring it across. We are midway through the fourth quarter. 52-34. 18-point lead for Overton. They get it off left side for Schaefer. Top of the circle for Cahoy. Cahoy getting some information from his head coach, who is very animated tonight, is Jay Stair. And they'll give it off on that right side. Looking in, here is going to be Hayden Cahoy. Cahoy not closely guarded, but will back out anyway. And around the perimeter we go. Pass right side, and that's just an error in communication between Caleb Eklund and Joel Schaefer as Overton throws that one away. Now, they worked a little bit of time off the clock. That's the good news. Bad news is they gave up the basketball with 3:31 to go. They want to be very patient. They want to work the clock. They may very well have scored enough points to win this basketball game, but I'm sure they'll still look to score a little bit. Crowley will fire a three. It's no good. off the mark, and Kaiser comes down with the rebound. Ball is knocked loose, and Cahoy comes up with it. Now it's loose again. It's going to be a hell ball, and the possession arrow is pointing to Elm Creek. So Overton's going to be called for a turnover here, but Elm Creek missed the three, and their hustle will get them the ball back with 3:16 to go. Johnson gives it to Crowley. Back to Johnson. Johnson on the dribble from the elbow, steps back, gives it off left side. Hubbard's going to fire a three. It's in and out, no good. And the rebound taken out of there by Logan Kaiser. So Kaiser snags the bound, and here comes Schaefer. Schaefer will give left side for Creighton Ryan. Creighton Ryan's pass is deflected. Trying to knock it down is Cahoy. He's able to roll it out to Schaefer. Schaefer's going to drive, and Schaefer is going to head to the line as he's fouled. Well, great effort to keep that ball alive, and Cahoy was able to keep it alive, and eventually the ball rolls out to Schaefer, and now Schaefer will go to the line and shoot a couple after the foul was whistled on Zach Johnson, his fourth of the game. And the free throw bounces around, and is no good. So he'll get a pat on the back here, and the 70% free throw shooter will step back to the line. And the second free throw is up and good. So now 10 out of 18 is Overton from the free throw line. That's a little bit shorter there, 64% they've had all season. Kick out here for Zach Johnson, and Johnson will stroke in a three, and a timeout now for Elm Creek. Elm Creek calls the timeout with 2:41 to go. They trail it 53-37. This timeout brought to you by Joe Matthews Shelter Insurance. We're back right after this.
This sports broadcast is made possible in part by Kappa Grain in Elm Creek. Did you know that Kappa has a way for you to save time, money, and get the best prices for your grain and have records of it? With their online offer center powered by DNT MarketSpace. See KappaGrains.com. Make sure you're getting what you deserve for all your hard work and dedication. Kappa takes great pride in doing what they can to make it easier, faster, and more profitable for you. Best of luck to all the area athletes from Kappa Grains.
And welcome back here to Cope Coliseum at Kearney Catholic High School. And it's a 16-point lead for Overton. They lead it 53-39 over Elm Creek. At Elm Creek, a three-point ball game. And then a couple weeks later in the conference finals over at the first-tier event center, a comfortable win for the Buffaloes. But this one will keep the Overton season alive if they can hold on here with 2:41 to go. Ball is inbounded for Joel Schaefer, and Schaefer's fouled. Both Johnson and Crowley were there. I'm not sure which one they're going to call for the push. And it's going to be on Zach Johnson. And then for Johnson, I have that being his fifth. Yep, that is his fifth and final foul. So Johnson is out of the ball game with 2:38 to go. So he fouls out. And to the free throw line is going to be Joel Schaefer, who's going to shoot two. And the Overton fans, even on their feet, giving a nice round of applause here for Zach Johnson. A lot of recognition for the last 4 years of battles between Elm Creek and Overton. As this may be the last time these two teams get together. There's a chance they could get together in Lincoln here in a couple weeks. Two free throws on the way here for Joel Schaefer, and the first one's good. Schaefer, a 70% free throw shooter. And he makes both of them here. So that'll increase that percentage. And it's now 55-37. 2:35 to go. On the bounce here is Gabe Hubbard. Hubbard came in. He's looking at a little 2-3 zone. They give it off for Frazier. Frazier on that right side. Staying with them there is Kaiser. Kaiser, they kick it in the corner. Three-pointer, no good. And the rebound out for Schaefer. So Schaefer pulls down the rebound. And we got a pass up ahead, and Cahoy now will go to the free throw line for the front end of two shots. Last report, Don from Trumbull with a 32-30 lead over St. Cecilia at the end of the third. Ravenna over Ord, 52-36. They're also at the end of the third. Kearney Catholic down by 7 to Gibbon, 39-32 as they start the fourth quarter. And St. Pat's with a comfortable lead over Sutherland, 48-27 at the end of three. The first free throw is up and good here for Cahoy, and the second free throw is also good. So Cahoy makes both free throws, and it's now a 20-point lead with 2:16 to go. Bartling on the left side will drive on that baseline. Kick it out here for Schonifer. Schonifer gives right side for Gabe Hubbard. Hubbard, little spin move, has it. And pressure being put on by Joel Schaefer, so he has to kick it out here for Schonifer. Schonifer bumped into by Cahoy. No foul called because there wasn't one there. And they'll work it back around here for Hubbard. Hubbard, entry pass on the baseline for Bartling. Bartling will take it off glass and will score. Jake Bartling will bank it up and in. He's got 18 in the game to go with 11 rebounds. He's held up his end of the bargain. Cahoy on that far sideline will kick it back out here for Schaefer. 98 seconds to go before Overton advances to the district final. On the bounce is Schaefer. He'll give left side on his hip. Hayden Cahoy will put the basketball. And now Schonifer will come out and pressure him a little bit. They give it out for Schaefer. Schaefer kicks it out here left side for Caleb Eklund. And a recognition by the Overton fans on what's happening and what the net result is going to be. Hayden Cahoy playing keep away. They get it out for Creighton Ryan. Minute 10 to go, 57-39. And the Overton folks are on their feet. And Elm Creek is not finding the need to commit any fouls here. So they're probably going to be allowed to work the clock considerably, if not completely. Cahoy being picked up defensively by Gabe Hubbard. And they'll get the ball back out here for Schaefer. 50 seconds to go, and the Elm Creek fans are on their feet. They're cheering on their team as well because these two teams will keep their season alive. Overton will advance to the district finals, and Elm Creek will hope to hold on to one of those wild cards as they're number three in the state in terms of wild card points. They'll be looking to see how Howells Dodge and North Platte St. Pat's do tonight. 21 seconds left, and Overton still working the clock. They're not anywhere near Hayden Cahoy at near midcourt. And no one is sitting except for the radio and newspaper guys here at Cope Coliseum. Overton, with 2 seconds left, is going to hold on. 57-39. And Elm Creek loses for the first time this season to their arch rivals from 9 miles away, the Overton Eagles. Your final, Overton 57, Elm Creek 39. And again, Elm Creek hoping to get one of those wild cards. They're three in the state in terms of wild card points. And we'll see if we can even get some scores for you and see how Howells Dodge and North Platte St. Pat's did tonight. And maybe even O'Neill St. Mary's. Once again, your final, 57-39, Overton with the win over Elm Creek. We're going to step away for a little bit. When we come back, we'll have the Misco Sports postgame show, and we'll talk with both head coaches, Tanner Cavaney of Elm Creek and Jay Stair of the Overton Eagles. We'll do that when we come back here to Cope Coliseum right after this.
For a home-cooked breakfast or lunch, head to Mom's Kitchen, the one in Elm Creek, of course. When Mom doesn't want to cook or she isn't there to cook, Mom's Kitchen in Elm Creek will. Mom's Kitchen is the taste of home with homemade daily breakfast and lunch specials only at Mom's Kitchen in Elm Creek. So when you're hungry and want what Mom makes, head to Mom's Kitchen in Elm Creek. It's everything you remember from home without the dishes. Best of luck to all our area athletes.
Dr. Daniel McClenahan, DDS, is your family dentist in Overton. Make an appointment for the whole family to get a checkup and cleaning. Taking good care of your smile is more than the look. It promotes overall health and good oral hygiene. Today means healthier, happier smiles tomorrow. Dr. McClenahan is very proud to support all of our area youth in and out of the games. Dr. McClenahan is keeping your smile healthy in Overton. Best of luck, Overton Eagles.
This sports broadcast is proudly brought to you in part by Foster Family Foods in Elm Creek. Foster's is your full-service grocery store. Shop Foster's Family Foods for the finest meats, freshest produce, and every week there are great savings and specials. Fast, friendly, hometown, personal service. At Foster's Family Foods in Elm Creek, your satisfaction is always our number one goal. Foster's Family Foods, the little store that's big on you. Best of luck to all the area athletes.
And welcome back here to Cope Coliseum, our final, Overton 57 and Elm Creek 39. This is the Misco Sports postgame show. Misco Sports Incorporated has been keeping you geared up for games for years and will for years to come. Call them at their Ward storefront location today. See them before the games begin. With a great selection to choose from, get your game on now at Misco's. Misco's, you'll be better equipped for all the games you play. Let's get you updated on a few scores. Obviously, Overton 57-39. is the biggest event here. Across town over at Kearney High right now, it's Gibbon and Kearney Catholic tied at 47 with 2:22 to go. That game is on our sister station, Classic Hits 98.9 FM. And by the way, in Class D1, Clearwater Orchard with a 43-33 lead as they head to the fourth quarter. And Clearwater Orchard, if they are able to win that game over St. Mary's, St. Mary's would need a wild card, but they will actually lose a little ground here to Elm Creek because, well, in any event, Elm Creek should be able to hold on to their wild card lead if Clearwater Orchard does hold on to defeat O'Neill St. Mary's. So, again, I think Elm Creek would be in pretty good shape there. North Platte St. Pat's, who is ahead of Elm Creek in terms of the wild card, they roll tonight. No problem against Sutherland, 62-32. So it does not appear that North Platte St. Pat's will need one of those wild cards. Obviously, they still have a district final that they'll be heading to as well. At last report, Cambridge had the lead over Alma, and that will be Overton's opponent, the winner of that game. At last report, Cambridge had the lead against Alma. They are the one seed over there, so probably a fairly good chance that they hold on. And if that's the case, then that will be their opponent, and we'll try to get that score for you as well. Once again, on our sister station on Classic, it's 98-9. They're tied at 47 with 2:22 to go in the fourth quarter. Here, Overton with a 57-39 win over Elm Creek, and Elm Creek now will end their, I can't really call it the regular season, but they will have their record drop now to 20-3 on the year, and Overton improves now to 21-5 on the season with a 57-39 win. We're going to total up some more numbers and hopefully have a chance to talk with both coaches. Hopefully start with Overton head coach Jay Stair. We come back with more of the Nisko Sports Post Game Show right after this timeout.
The officers and staff of First Tier Bank take pride in providing professional banking services with several convenient locations in Elm Creek, Kearney, and Holdridge. First Tier Bank offers a full line of banking and financial services, including checking and savings accounts, loans, investments, and insurance services. Ask about our online banking services, including mobile banking, online bill pay. First Tier Bank, Kearney, Elm Creek, and Holdridge, an equal housing lender, member FDIC.
This broadcast is made possible in part by M&J Signs. Call Mike today and find out how the professionals can brighten up your business and get the attention of your next customers. M&J Signs does a wide variety of signs, from pole signs to billboard signs and everything in between. Designs may be supplied by you, or we can help design your company logo. We'll be efficient and bring you a product you can depend on to show off your business. With just a quick phone call, we will send you in the right direction for your sign needs. M&J Signs is a proud supporter of all area athletes.
This broadcast is made possible in part by Rusty's Fertilizer in Elm Creek, a proud sponsor of all area athletes. Rusty's Fertilizer is the only place you need to go to get all the fertilizers you need to keep your farm growing year after year. Rusty's has been your fertilizer experts in Elm Creek for generations, and they're up to date on all the chemicals and fertilizers, so trust the experts at Rusty's Fertilizer in Elm Creek.
And welcome back to the Nisko Sports Post Game Show. Overton with a 57-39 win over Elm Creek. They stay alive. They advance to the district championship game. At last report, Cambridge led Alma by 10 in the fourth quarter. And we'll see if we can get a final for you on that. Overton will take on the winner of Cambridge and Alma. And again, the Trojans with a 10-point lead in the fourth quarter at last report. Unofficially, here's some team statistics. Shooting from the field, Overton in the basketball game was 21 of 35 compared to 13 of 41 for Elm Creek. 26 rebounds for Overton compared to 15 for Elm Creek. Turnovers, pretty even. 21 turnovers for Overton, 23 turnovers for Elm Creek. So again, shooting percentage, rebounding, turnovers, all at least a little bit of an advantage for Overton tonight, and they win this one by a final of 57-39. Let's take a look at the numbers. We'll begin first of all for Overton. Leading the way for them was Tanner Ryan. He finished with 14 points. Hayden Cahoy with a dozen. Caleb Eklund with 12. Joel Schaefer with 10. Creighton Ryan with 6. Justin Hodson with 2. And Logan Kaiser with 1 point. Leading rebounder was Tanner Ryan with 7. Creighton Ryan finished with 6. Eklund had 5. And Joel Schaefer four. Logan Kaiser finished with three here in the ball game. And again, unofficially for Elm Creek, I had them shooting 13 of 41 for about 32% in the ball game, and they were 3 of 22 from behind the arc for a little bit less than 14% in the ball game. And Elm Creek drops it here, 57 to 39. Now for Overton, they'll advance now to the district championship game. Ryan finished with 14. Hayden Cahoy with a dozen. I just did this, didn't I? I need to do the Elm Creek scores. So I think I will. For Elm Creek, leading the way from them, they had Jake Bartling, who finished with 18 points in the game. Zach Johnson with 9. Nick Crowley with 7. And Austin Frazier with 5. Only 4 players scoring tonight for Elm Creek. Leading the way was Bartling. He finished with 18 points and 11 rebounds. He had 11 of the 15 rebounds here in the ball game for Elm Creek. As, again, a great performance for the Overton Eagles as they roll in this one by a final 57 to 39. And kind enough to join us to talk about it is Overton head coach Jay Stair. And Coach, I might have to have you sneak in a little bit. Kind of have a short rope on that. Congratulations. Nice game tonight.
Well, thank you. I thought great team win for us. And, you know, they're a difficult team to play against. But I thought for 4 quarters, our guys were consistent enough on defense to do the job. And it was a really good win for us.
And it for me, it seemed like it was forcing the turnovers, getting the rebound, and then getting your transition game going. You guys scored a lot of points in the paint because you were able to score in transition.
Yeah, like we talked about on Tuesday, when we can get transition baskets, any team's a pretty good team, but we were fortunate to get some transition baskets there in the second half to kind of move our lead up a little bit and get us in somewhat of a comfort zone, I guess. But I just thought all night long defensively we were pretty sound where we needed to be. I thought we rebounded well again tonight. And I know they had a few second chance opportunities, but it didn't seem like as many as the previous games or whatever that we've played against them. But I'm proud of the guys. They showed up today and did what we asked them to do. And it's obviously a really good win for us.
And did so without a lot of turnovers. I mean, you guys really kind of were flying up and down the court. And one turnover is too many to make you happy. I understand that. But I thought you guys really were able to play an up-tempo style and not have it cost you a lot of opportunities because of the turnovers.
Yeah, I think we were good with the ball for the most part tonight. You know, we did have some, call them brain farts, I guess, if you will, a couple times on offense where we threw the ball away. But like you said, on transition-wise, once we were able to get the ball out, we did a good job of taking care of the ball. I'm not sure how many turnovers we did have tonight, but against a good team like Elm Creek, you have to take care of the ball. I thought offensively, when we were in the half-court set, I thought we were pretty patient tonight. We were looking for certain things, and it was a good team game by all of our guys. You know, I don't want to single out anybody on our team. I thought all 8 guys that came in, the subs came in and did their job, and it was just really good for those guys.
Well, your 5 starters scored somewhere between 6 and 14 points. So again, very balanced scoring. So it's just whoever was closest to the basket seemed like whoever got the ball.
Yeah, we got some offensive rebounds. I think Caleb got a few offensive rebounds. I think Creighton got a few offensive rebounds and putbacks. And it was good to see you'd like to see the scoring spread out like that. It makes you a little bit more difficult to guard, even though maybe those points didn't come in the half court set. It was maybe on a putback or whatever. But when those guys are able to do that, it's difficult for teams, any team, if they have guys that can do that, put the ball in the hole. It is difficult for them to defend.
They made a little run at you early on in that third quarter, and you know, kind of had your lead cut down to I think 6 or 4, something in that area. Was there anything that really kind of triggered the rest of the spurt? Because by the end of the third quarter, you pretty much had taken control of the game.
No, we just wanted to take care of the ball like you alluded to earlier. We wanted to take care of the ball as best we could. We wanted to be on defense. We didn't want to get away from what we were doing defensively. We wanted to make sure we were keeping them in front of us. We wanted to make sure once the shot did go up that we were getting the defensive rebound. And I don't think I thought a few times we kind of got a little greedy, tried to reach a few times, and them getting to the free throw line there, It's not that we were in foul trouble, but them getting to the free throw line when the clock's not running, you know, it's definitely bad news. But we were good enough to get a few baskets there to stop their run and actually not pile it on, but just get some more baskets for ourselves to get us up in a little bit more of a comfort zone.
Do you know anything about Cambridge? Because they did win tonight. It's a little early to really get a scouting report. But I
know that they are a very good team as of late. They have been playing very well their last 10 or 12 basketball games. I'll be obviously trying to get as much game film as I can on them. I know in the past they've been somewhat of zone teams. They've got to have good track. They got to have good athletes. I know for track purposes, they're usually scoring points in track. So you got to have athletic kids, obviously, to do that. I don't know how many of those kids play basketball or not, but they're going to be tough. They're definitely playing well. They're playing with confidence right now, and we definitely are going to have to play another game like this in order for us to advance. If we want to get down to Lincoln.
Well, we wish you the best, Jay. Thanks.
All right, thank you, Randy.
All right, thanks. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be back and talk with Tanner Cavaney. We come back right after this.
Five Points Bank. We're proud our bankers have the ability to take care of customers in the Kearney area. One of our bank's true differences is our bankers have a true Kearney connection, important in providing the best in banking. Our staff is proud they've lived in Kearney for years. Many have been lifelong residents. Having a true Kearney connection means caring and being involved in the community and committed to making banking work for the people of Kearney. Bank with Five Points Bank, the better bank, the bank with a true Kearney connection. Good things will happen.
We're back here on the Misco Sports Post Game Show. We do have a final that we can pass along to you. Kearney Catholic comes from behind and are able to get past Gibbon tonight, 55-51. Again, that game is on our sister station on Classic Hits 98.9 FM. Here, Overton with a 57-39 win over Elm Creek. And kind enough to join us is Tanner Cavaney, the head boys basketball coach for Elm Creek. And, Coach, it's a coachism. I don't know if it's cliche, but they always say it's awfully hard to beat a basketball team three times on the season. And they eventually came around and were able to get you.
Yeah, and they're an outstanding basketball team. Athletically, when they get up and down the court, they probably beat anybody in D1. And I didn't do a very good job of getting my kids ready. I take full responsibility for that. And it's all on me. So,
well, you guys were able to come back in that third quarter. You know, trailing at halftime, you guys were able to cut it down to 4 or 6. But then after that, they put on a little spurt on you, and it just seemed like you guys just couldn't get the shots to fall. You couldn't get that momentum back.
No, we played tight from our first pass of the game to our last pass of the game, and I think their big game experience that they've had in the past really showed. And you know, it's disappointing. And again, I know I need to do a better job to get my kids ready.
Well, they say what doesn't kill you makes you stronger, and you guys are still well poised to learn from this and still be able to take it with you to Lincoln. St. Pat's won comfortably. They're one of the two teams that's ahead of you. You're rooting for the teams ahead of you so you can get that wild card. Howells Dodge, haven't got a score on that yet. But what are some things that you feel that you're going to have to do a little bit better? You kind of mentioned being tight. Can you explain why you felt maybe they were a little bit tight? Because it did seem to me like offensively they were – worried about making some mistakes.
Well, I mean, when Overton set a screen, we felt it. When we set a screen, they didn't feel anything. So we got to be more physical. We got to be tougher. They got, you know, steal layups and second chance points where we got one shots and they boarded it. So again, you know, we didn't do the things that we need to do to win the game. And again, you know, I didn't do a very good job preparing my kids.
Well, Jake Bartling probably wouldn't be on that list. He finished with 18 points, 11 rebounds, really kept you guys within striking distance that first half and about halfway through that third quarter as well. Talk a little bit about what he was able to provide.
I mean, Jake matched their physicality. I mean, he got in there and he was banging a little bit, and we need other kids to do that. We need other kids to get in there and stick their nose and you know, there's a couple plays where we did that, and I thought maybe it turned the tide a little bit, but then, you know, we'd have a bad pass or we'd, you know, give up a bad offensive rebound or something like that. And they took advantage of that. And that's what good teams do. And you know, it's disappointing. But in the same instance, hopefully we can learn from it and get another chance to redeem ourselves.
Well, I'll tell you what, it'd be a lot of fun if we can get round four out in Lincoln.
There's a chance.
Yeah, there absolutely is. Hey, Tanner, best of luck to you. Appreciate
it.
Tanner Cavney, the head boys basketball coach at Elm Creek, they fall here tonight by a final of 57-39. So let's get you updated on some of those scores for you here on the Misco Sports Postgame Report. As we mentioned, Kearney Catholic with a 55-51 win over Gibbon. So that'll end the season for the Buffaloes. Clearwater 63 and St. Mary's 51. So St. Mary's, who is behind Elm Creek in terms of wild card points, they lose. So that's good news for Elm Creek as well, because that will probably make them, so far they're poised to be the very first of the two teams that will be getting a wild card, because St. Pat's, number two in the state in terms of wild card, they won comfortably. Howells Dodge, have not heard a report. Last we knew, Howells Dodge was ahead in that game, I believe. And we'll try to effort that. So we haven't heard Howells Dodge yet, but right now, Elm Creek, if everything we know, right now, Elm Creek would be getting one of those two wild cards. So there is a distinct possibility that Overton and Elm Creek would get back together. Next up for Overton, they'll have to win their district final, and they might get a wild card if they lose it, but they want to take care of business and win their district final against Cambridge. And if they're able to beat the Trojans, then they would already have their ticket punched in that game. So Cambridge does win, and that's who Overton will be taking on next week. Once again, our final here, 57-39, and trying to check last scores here. Kennesaw over Lawrence Nelson, 39-33 at last report, and I'll use one of my other little tools here to see if I can get a score of the Kearney High game. At last report, they were heading into the fourth quarter in girls basketball with the lead. Grand Island Central Catholic over Adams Central, as GICC wins that one 58-38. So that's who Kearney Catholic will be taking on Grand Island Central Catholic for a trip to state on the line. And it was Donovan Trumbull who came from behind to defeat St. Cecilia 43-35. That game is a final, and we're still looking to see if we can get the score of the Kearney High girls game. At the end of the third quarter, at last report, Kearney High was leading Bellevue East 46-39. That was the last report we had for you from Bellevue East. So we'll keep an eye out and see whether or not the Lady Bearcats will punch a ticket to the state basketball tournament in Lincoln as they're in their district final. Once again, our final here, it's an impressive win tonight for Overton as they win it 57-39. I'm Randy Bushcutter for engineer Jeff Babel back in the studios. Thanks for joining us. Good night, everybody.
The preceding was a presentation of KKPR and the KKPR Sports Club. To download a podcast, check out our podcast link at kkpr.com.